I've got something special to show you.
We have something special.
Very special.
Something very special.
Special show?
Oh, the show. Sorry. Something special happened.
Saving it for a special occasion, and you're pretty special.
You are something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you.
And here is the one and only...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Incredible show for you today, including a very, very big announcement. I think you're going to be very pleased with this, although at first you'll be scratching your head going, what exactly are you going to be adding to this show now, Dimitri? I don't quite understand how this works. Don't worry, a lot of people will feel that way at first, but then they'll come to love it. For that, I'm absolutely sure. Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. Thanks so much for joining us. Cracker Barrel's the story. Cracker Barrel absolutely is the story because Cracker Barrel has gone woke. If you saw the interview with their new wokest CEO, she was on, I guess, CBS going on and on about how excited she is that she's turning Cracker Barrel stores into sterile, lifeless, generic nothingness. They're changing the logo. A lot of people don't understand what the fuss is all about. People who are typically on the left politically, which is fine, but they don't understand at all what this is about. There are an awful lot of people who are very, very upset about what is being done to Cracker Barrel. And it's not just the change in the logo, getting rid of the man and the barrel, a white guy, of course, and the barrel, and just changing it to some generic Cracker Barrel. A lot of people on the left think, what's the big deal? They just change the signage. So what? This is not about the signage at all. This is about the culture war. And people who are really, really, really upset about what's happening with Cracker Barrel are really, really upset about the culture war and what is being done to what's left of American culture. Am I a huge customer of Cracker Barrel? Do I go there every week to eat whatever? No. Every once in a while I do. It's fine. I go there sometimes. I go to Bob Evans sometimes. Whatever. It's fine. I have no problem with it. It's not my first choice, but it's certainly one of my choices. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I've got a really big problem yet again when the woke crowd, which controls so much of everything now, is trying to do, in fact, what it is doing to Cracker Barrel, what it did to Bud Light. And no, I didn't even drink beer, but it still upset me very much because it was just this attitude, this smug, we know better than you are, we have college degrees, and, you know, we summer on, Martha's Vineyard, and that type of attitude that has just ruined so much of this country. They look down their noses at us is what it is. And I'm sick of it. I got to tell you, I'm sick of it. So a big part of the show today is Cracker Barrel gone woke. And by the way, for Big Willie 105.5, our Facebook page, you can vote. We actually set up something this morning, a post, where you can go and vote. Yesterday afternoon, by the way, the rest of the show is also great too. An illegal truck driver, some guy from India who doesn't even speak English, got a CDL, commercial driver's license, from, I think, California, of course. He can't speak English. He can't read English. But California gave him a driver's license, a CDL to drive a truck. So he's driving in Florida, makes an insane U-turn thing, whatever the hell he was doing, kills three people. Can't even speak the language, can't even read the signs. We have a very special guest, and you might know, you'll recognize his name. We're on Big Willie 105.5, as well as on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. We're also on Facebook Live. We do a Facebook live stream. Good morning. How you doing, everybody? And download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5. That's the name of this radio station. I don't know the history behind this, but I think this radio station was named in honor of a homage, if you will, to this legendary OTR driver over the road, you know, long, big trucks driving to Michigan and Indiana and Absurdistan or wherever the hell they drive. In any event, his name is Mr. Big Willie. We around here just call him Mr. Willie. Sometimes if we're, you know, feel very close to him, we say, hey, Big. But it's Mr. Big Willie. And he is a truck driver from the Valley. And he is out driving his 18-wheeler, tractor, trailer, doing an old CB stuff and all that, or whatever they do. I have no idea. He's going to be calling in at 8 o'clock. Actually, we're going to call him at 8 o'clock during the clock hour because this guy knows truck driving. This guy understands what it's all about. And the information that he is going to be sharing with you about illegals, being truck drivers in America, I think is something that you really, really, really need to hear. So Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We cannot wait for that. And when I say we, I mean me and the armed security guard here at Rock Hill. Nathan is his name, but Natan, I think, is he's Israeli. And he was in the IDF, and they allowed him to keep his Uzi. Hi. Yeah, we're talking about you. Hi. So we're cool here this morning. So how's your morning going for you, huh? So also a big announcement this morning, very big announcement, about something new to the show. And we are going to be giving you a taste of it this morning. And for some people who are familiar with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, they will be thrilled because this is something that I had done a while ago. When I first came to the Valley, it was a huge hit. And we're going to be bringing it back, only making it bigger and better than ever. For most of you, which probably includes you, you're going to think to yourself, what? What are they going to do here? What is this going to sound like? He's not going to talk to the callers? They're going to call in to talk with him, but he's not going to talk with them? What? What? At first, you probably will not understand it. At first, you'll probably think this is insane. At first, you'll probably think this is counterintuitive. How can callers call into a talk show to talk with the host and the host will not talk with them? But it will all be explained to you in good time. And we're going to be talking about that today, including giving you a sneak peek of the audio, which I think you're going to like a lot. So this is an incredible show for you today. So let's get started here with Donald Trump himself. Well, actually, I don't think this is, I can't confirm that this is actually Donald Trump. I suspect it probably is not, but it sure could be.
Cracker Barrel, the name, it's sacred, it's America, it's rocking chairs, biscuits the size of your fist, and a store full of things nobody asked for, but you buy anyway, and now... now they've gone and changed the logo. Here's the truth. Nobody asked for a new logo. What we wanted was unlimited biscuits. What we wanted was a third peg in that triangle game so we could finally win. But no. Instead of giving the people what they want, they gave us a logo that looks like it was designed by sleepy Joe Biden. At what point do we as a country put a stop to this tyrannical destruction of our rich culture and history?
It's actually a very good question, I would say. So, by the way, I don't think that was Donald Trump. I suspect it was some version of AI. But it could have been Donald Trump. It absolutely could have been. So, I have here a really interesting insight, a series of insights regarding Cracker Barrel and how serious this problem is in the culture war and why they're going after Cracker Barrel. And this is Robbie Starbuck, who has done incredible work in this area, exposing corporations that have gone woke and DEI. And we're going to play just part of this, but it will give you an earful.
probably heard by now about Cracker Barrel changing their logo from old American nostalgia to cold, dead, lifeless, and modern. In a comedic way, as one friend said to me, they removed the cracker and the barrel, so what's left now? And the answer's nothingness. The same nothingness that the left wants you to stomach in every other facet of your life. And if you think this is just a logo change, you're wrong.
Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie Starbuck.
Robbie, I'm a big fan of what you do and your wife.
Corporate America listens to this guy. I'm a little scared of him, too.
This is the Robbie Starbuck Show. We investigated Cracker Barrel, and what I'm about to show you is a company infested with left-wing activists who are more interested in safe spaces, pronouns, and virtue signaling than they are in their customers. I think the best way to start is by telling you what you've been funding if you've gone to Cracker Barrel in recent years. So let's start with Nashville Pride. Yes, Cracker Barrel is a proud sponsor of Nashville Pride and have been part of it for over a decade, along with participating for multiple years in Evansville, Indiana's Third River City Pride event. They even made LGBTQ plus rocking chairs for these Pride events, the same Pride rocking chair that they put front and center in their Tennessee corporate office and at their 2019 Managers Conference for the Cracker Barrel Managers. That Tennessee corporate office I mentioned is located in a place called Wilson County, one of the most conservative counties that you will find in America. The fact that it's located there is important to this story because what's happened here is a microcosm of the parasitic operating procedure of left-wing activists. Like a parasite, they embed and spread. They don't just want to force their soulless, godless, hedonistic vision of the future onto blue hellscapes that their party controls. No, it's much more important to them that they shove it down into your towns, into your kids' schools, and into your way of life. So sticking a pro-trans rocking chair into their headquarters in a predominantly conservative town is exactly the type of thing they revel in doing. And for a food service company, you might be thinking their focus should be good food and good service, but their own website says, quote, "This year, Cracker Barrel's focus was to be a part of the Pride experience." And they're very proud of their pro-trans rocking chairs, let me tell you. They call it, quote, "bringing the front porch to Pride." And if you think that's out of alignment with their customers, well, you're right. But it doesn't end there. The Cracker Barrel website says that they believe that diversity and pride are pillars that should guide decision-making year-round. In fact, to uphold these values, Cracker Barrel also engaged with the HRC and the Out and Equal Advocates Workplace Conference. More on the HRC later, but let's dive into Out and Equal. For those who don't know, Out and Equal is an organization focused on forcing sexuality and transgenderism into the workplace. Cracker Barrel sponsored their conference and really went the extra mile by creating rocking chairs in every color of the LGBTQ plus pride flag. This was part of a large DEI push at Cracker Barrel corporate in recent years. Cracker Barrel was so devoted to this DEI push, before most even knew DEI was a thing, that they were given an award by the Out and Equal Advocates for having 2018's top LGBT ERG group. Yes, Cracker Barrel has a special group for LGBTQ plus employees. Again, back in my day, a club about the sex you like to have at work would have been called sexual harassment, but now it's apparently empowering and virtuous if you make a club about it. That's not the only award they've won, though. No, they also won Nashville LGBT Chamber of Commerce's award for corporate diversity. To really drive home how out of touch the company's become, here's a photo of a former Cracker Barrel employee's cubicle, where you can see his pronouns listed on his Out and Equal name tag, along with what appears to be a Gay Pride FBI logo and various virtue signaling signs. Cracker Barrel also took part in something called the Southern States Forum, where they discuss how to advance the far-left agenda and normalize transgenderism and their causes in Southern states. At this forum, they did a workshop on the Cracker Barrel, quote, "timeline of progress." This is about advancing LGBTQ plus issues. So you're getting Cracker Barrel vibes yet? I doubt it, but buckle in, because the crazy train is just leaving the station.
We have more of this after this short break. This is not about a change in a logo. This is about the culture war. And what I'm going to tell you, I will tell you what I found yesterday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, I went to the Cracker Barrel store in St. Clairsville. It was around 10 minutes after 2. We've got a short break here that I will tell you what I saw. Now, I'll give you a hint. If you go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page, you will see that picture. I was there yesterday afternoon, 10 after 2. And that picture, I think, speaks volumes. You're going to hear more about the culture war with Robbie Starbuck. And also, we're conducting a survey. Again, you have to go to the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page and vote. Will you continue to eat at Cracker Barrel? Vote now.